Hello, gentle viewers, and welcome to Good People, Good Works. This week we feature Under the Same Sun, a Canadian non-profit organization whose mission is to improve the lives of persons with albinism, or PWA. Albinism is a rare genetically inherited condition in which a child is born with no pigmentation in the skin, hair, or eyes. Founded in 2008 by Peter Ash, Under the Same Sun works to ensure that PWAs have the information needed to effectively manage their condition, educational opportunities, and access to health care so that they may live full and happy lives. The group currently concentrates on aiding those with albinism in Tanzania, an East African nation.
The organization is focused on helping persons with albinism, or as what might be more commonly understood by your viewers, albinos. It's a recessive inherited gene. So both parents carry the gene, and the child's born with it, and it causes a lack of melanin production. The lack of melanin production causes a lack of pigmentation in the skin, hair, and eyes. And so that lack of pigmentation in the skin, hair, and eyes results in the condition that you see that I have today, which also leads to a visual impairment. Depending on the type of albinism, there's a range of visual impairment. A person with perfect vision has 20/20. So the visual impairment can sort of typically range anywhere from 20/80 all the way up to 20/400. 20/200 is legally blind, which is what I am. So the visual impairment becomes a challenge for education in terms of seeing the blackboard at school, reading, writing, with proper low vision devices, glasses, and aids that can often be assisted and compensated for. So the low vision is the biggest challenge. That person with albinism have to be very careful to cover their skin with long-sleeve shirts, longer pants, with hats. Ideally, they have wide brims to protect the face and the ears and the neck, and parts of the skin that are exposed to excessive sun need to be wearing a very strong SPF or sunblock. Take care of the skin.
Peter Ash and his older brother were both born with albinism. Fortunately, as the two boys were growing up, their parents took great care to see that the special needs of their sons were met.
My parents were very supportive. They defended us. They made sure that we got the best medical treatment possible in terms of ophthalmologists, in terms of genetic counseling. And so, when we went into school, my mom would always go and talk to the teachers and make sure that we were getting the attention we deserved. So in my particular case, I had a huge support at home, a huge belief in me. By my parents, and particularly my mother played a huge role there.
Mr. Ash's mother helped him to understand that his appearance is a gift from God.
And my mom said, "Peter, how many kids in your school look like you?" And I said, "Nobody, that's the point." She says, "Yes, that is the point. You are made special. God made you the way you are. You're a special human being. And you are unique, and you are different from the others. And never let anybody put you down for who you are. And we love you, and you're unique, and you're special." And really, my sense of self-worth was grounded in the fact that I was made the way I was for a reason. And this was not an accident.
Constantly nurtured by his parents' love and by a deep faith in God, Peter Ash grew up with a strong desire to help others.
Very early career development, I was in sales marketing. It didn't take long before I decided that I felt God's calling to get involved in ministry. I was ordained in the ministry for a decade, and during that time I was involved in all kinds of ministry opportunities, helping people, serving communities, and really felt very much alive doing what I felt God had asked me to do.
After that point, Mr. Ash moved into business, an endeavor he remains involved in, but the bulk of his time is now spent working on Under the Same Sun's charitable activities.
The big dominant thing in my life right now is my work with Under the Same Sun. I believe that God's given me the gifts to be entrepreneurial, to now use them and to use the wealth that He's blessed me with to make a difference in the lives of others. So, you know, the biggest joy we have now is being able to change someone's life. And, you know, to use my faith in God to say, you know, everything I have is not mine. Every dollar in the bank is not mine. And the earth is Lord's and everything in it. So everything I have is a gift from God. and I offer it with an open hand freely to be used by him to make a difference in other people's lives.
Don Sawatsky is the Director of Operations for Under the Same Sun and has accompanied Mr. Ash to Tanzania a number of times to help further the charity's mission.
Our particular focus right now is on people with albinism in Tanzania and more generally on the continent of Africa. We've established an office there now that has 21 employees. 13 are people with albinism themselves. They're all Tanzanians. We're extremely proud of this. We have an office in Dar es Salaam, and from that office, they go out to the various places.
Is Tanzania a country that has more people with albinism than other countries?
Yes, they have a significantly higher rate of albinism than most of the rest of the world. The numbers we're using, and these numbers vary considerably depending on researchers and groups that are talking about it, but we're saying that it's about 1 in 20,000 here in Canada, the United States, and Europe. So you can live your whole life and never really encounter a person with albinism here. In Tanzania, the number that we're using is about 1 in 2,000.
To enable people with albinism to live more joyful and fulfilled lives, Under the Same Sun offers several different programs.
We have four basic things that we do there. We have an ESF, Education Scholarship Fund, that focuses on creating educational opportunities for children with albinism and adults with albinism. We also have advocacy and public awareness team that does advocating by creating awareness for the public about the genetic condition of albinism. We have a group called Health Education Emergency that is set up specifically for the persons with albinism in our Education Scholarship Fund to ensure that they are educated about their own health. And if they have any health needs, if they need low vision care, skin cancer care, we will take care of all of their health needs and also train them to how to take care of their own health needs, because many of them don't know that. And our last department is Media and International Affairs.
The Educational Scholarship Fund has enabled over 300 children and young adults with albinism in Tanzania to attend high-quality private boarding schools in their country.
Now they're getting the best education money can buy in that country. And they are now getting their health taken care of. They're getting teachers who are attending to them more than ever before. They're being accepted. And so our vision is that now these 300 kids, who are all the way from kindergarten up to university age, that, you know, you fast forward 10 years, and you see these kids who have now been in these good quality schooling environments getting an education, what will they be capable of doing? You know, they will be taking their rightful place in Tanzanian society. So they will become, you know, business people and teachers and lawyers and broadcasters and stay-at-home moms and dads, and they'll become community leaders, ministers.
On a trip to Tanzania in late 2010, Peter Ash visited a little boy with albinism named Manyasi, whose life has been transformed since he began to attend a private boarding school near the city of Mwanza, thanks to Under the Same Sun.
He's happy, he's smiling. His demeanor is completely different than when we saw him the first time. I had an hour to visit with him, and my wife and I gave him a few little gifts and books and things, and we had a good time. And as I was leaving, I was holding his hand and I was walking toward the bus to leave the school, and he said, "One day I plan to be president." But there's never been a person with albinism as a president of any country in the world I know of. And I don't know if Manyasi will make it or not, but whether he's president or not, he'll make a big difference. Because you can see already that seed of belief he has in himself.
There are encouraging signs for people with albinism in Tanzania in terms of opportunities to fulfill their dreams. In 2010, Salum Kalfani Barwani was elected to the Tanzanian National Assembly, winning the Lindi Town constituency seat in southern Tanzania, thus becoming the first elected albino in the nation's history. Mr. Barwani stated, "My joy has no end. The people of Lindi have used their wisdom and have appreciated clearly that albinos are capable." Hadra Badru from Mwanza is a beauty queen featured in Black and White, a 2010 documentary made in collaboration with Under the Same Sun by Afro-Canadian director Jean-François Meyer. Black and White introduces a number of Tanzanians with albinism and their stories to the world.
I decided to enter the Miss Mwanza Beauty Contest because I always envied the models I saw on TV. And I asked myself, why is it that people with albinism like me never enter?
Under the Same Sun continues to work tirelessly to support and assist people with albinism. And Peter Ash has this wonderful message for all those with the condition.
You're a beautiful person. God created you the way you are. You're not a mistake, you're not an accident. God doesn't make mistakes. And you are His daughter, His son, and He loves you. And you must hold your head up high. Be proud of who you are.
Peter Ash, Don Sawatsky, and Under the Same Sun staff, our sincere thanks for raising awareness about albinism and for striving to ensure that the special needs of Tanzanians with this condition are being met. Your uplifting work provides a guiding light for the world to follow, and we wish you much success in your future noble endeavors. For more details on Under the Same Sun, please visit www.underthesamesun.com or connect with them on Facebook at www.facebook.com/underthesamesun. Thank you for your company today on Good People, Good Works here on Supreme Master Television. Up next is The World Around Us, following noteworthy news. May all beings on earth live in everlasting joy, harmony, and peace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GPGW.